Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High School Band. I want to welcome you here to the Music in the Parks Festival. We just got your announcement. Looking really forward to your set. My name is Joe Dudek. I'm from Santiago High School in Southern California. Nice introduction. You know, when you have a little bit of time to check the room out, come back and check out the balance. The bass and rhythm section in general is just a little heavy for the ensemble. You know, it's just the room that you're playing in. It's a really live, boomy room. Good ensemble winds, the balance from the winds. A little hard to hear the clarity of articulation again in this room. Yeah, just got to dig into those accents a little bit more on the brass parts. And to this point, you know, a band plays with a really nice sound, good intonation, and good quality of tone, but there hasn't been many dynamics, even from the introduction with the rhythm section, and then a full 2D band sound. And part of that is just the what I think is the overbalancing of the rhythm section. Nice job on the solos. Soloists aim for thirds and sevenths as you're going from chord change to chord change. And make sure that you change the chord, you know. And if you can approach the next chord by a leap into the third of the chord, that you're changing to, you would sound like a genius. More of the saxophone in the previous section there. This band is doing just an outstanding job with preparation for your gig here today. Good job with notes and rhythms. Generally good style. I'd like to hear that some of the accented notes just jump out a little bit more at it. Okay. But that band plays with a really good a blend in the wind section. The rhythm section is well blended, but the issue, the overriding issue, is just a balance problem that's preventing us to make dynamic contrast. Okay, just about ready with our second tune. Nice job on the solos today. Alex, Jordan, and Arthur, nice job. And as you continue with developing your improvisation, again, I'm just going to say thirds and sevenths. Make sure that we land on those thirds or sevenths of the chord when you change the chord. Gordon Goodwin chart. Here, fool me once. Yeah, more crescendo trumpets. Really exaggerate that crescendo. I like how you really are adding some of the crescendo. crescendos to the music, like the long notes. It's a very advanced skill. Right now, the clarity of the bass is just really, really muddy. I'm wondering if you can turn the treble up, the bass down, to get more of a bite to the sound and less of a moopy, woofy type of a sound. I can hear that the band is giving me some dynamic contrast, crescendos and decrescendos. Okay, see, here's the first time we really got a good mezzo piano when, you know, most of the rhythm section is out of the picture. Yeah, there's those crescendos there on long notes that I'm really digging. It just makes the music move forward. Nice. The saxophones are a little bit lost. The voicing is a little bit lost. You guys can project a little bit more. Yeah, nice job, brass. On the trombone solo here, and make sure you project over the ensemble. Actual, nice job. If we don't have solo mics that are working or set up for us, you got to make sure that you're projecting all the way back here to us, all the way in the back of the theater here. Okay, Raymond, make sure we stay in time on the solo. Some great ideas, man. The trumpet work in the sands, that was cool. Yeah, Raymond, nice job. Bones. Winds in general, just really struck me. The trombone sound is coming out really nicely in those last couple of sections. Taxes, bring it out a little more here. Great performance. You guys are playing some really tough literature. They have some developing soloists that have some great ideas. Just make sure you're playing out, especially if there's no microphone over the accompaniment figures. Some really well-rehearsed passages in both of those charts. Again, just really great preparation for your performance today. I think it's the room, but the only real big comment that I have is about balance and just the rhythm section being so loud has kind of hampered our ability to make wide dynamics. And also, this is really kind of an echoey room. I'm not able to appreciate how well you're doing on the articulations because it's just really, really boomy back here. So I'm listening for more clarity in the articulations. But again, I'm just going to chalk that up to just a really live room. Some places where the saxophone just need to play out more in the ensemble balance. Okay, enjoyed your performance today, and I hope you have a good time on the rest of your trip.